Good morning. So we come to one of the last days of Sister Faustina, 1938. With lots of inspiration from Jesus. That's her first day of retreat. You remember? Jesus is the retreat master, not the priest, this time. With the permission of her superior. But she didn't like to start because the superior didn't say yes. And Jesus said, you start now. Now. I gave you already. Superior already gave permission. But the other sister forgot to tell her that that's already given permission. So she's in doubt. The next day, the sister met her and said, sorry, sister. Yes, last night, already the superior gave you the permission to have the retreat with Jesus as the master. You know. Now, I start from the first day. Now, last week, we say something, but we start now. In the evening, Jesus gave me the subject of meditation. By that time, she thought the superior hasn't got give her the permission yet. But Jesus says, you have to do it. At the first moment, my heart was filled with fear and joy. Then I pressed myself close to his heart, and the fear vanished. Only joy remained. I felt entirely like a child of God, and the Lord said to me, fear nothing. What has been forbidden to others has been given to you. The graces that are not given to other souls to discern, not even from a distance, nourish you every day, like the daily bread. Consider my daughter, who it is to whom your heart is so closely united by the vows. Before I made the world, I loved you with the love your heart is experiencing today, and throughout the centuries, my love will never change. So Jesus' love for us never change. Only we change. For better or for worse, Harold Horrible. And Jesus is very consistent. With shame of application. At the very thought of him to whom my heart is wedded, my soul entered into profound recollection. An hour passed like a minute. In this state of recollection, I came to know the attributes of God. Burning within a fire of love, I went out to the garden to cool off. When I looked upon it all at the heavens, a new flame of love flooded my heart. So sometimes you count the time in the chapel, finish the time and go away. And she just, long time, still just a minute, you know, that's the difference. They stay hours before the blessed sacrament as if 1 minute, and we half an hour as if 2 days. Hurry out. Then I heard the words, my daughter, have you exhausted the subject I gave you? If so, I will give you a new one. I answered, O infinite majesty, eternity will not be enough for me to come to know you, but my love for you has become more intense. As a token of gratitude, I lay my heart at your feet, like a rosebud. May its fragrance delight your divine heart, now and for eternity. What a paradise it is for a soul when the heart knows itself to be so loved by God. Next. Today, Jesus says, today you will read chapter 15 of the Gospel of St. John. I want you to read it very slowly. Jesus asks, so you can imagine, St. John is very important. Chapter 15. And then Jesus says, my daughter, consider the life of God which is found in the church for the salvation and the sanctification of your soul. Consider the use of that you make of these treasures of grace, of these efforts of my love. So what's her reflection? O most compassionate Jesus, I have not always known how to profit from these priceless gifts, which I have paid too little attention to the gift itself, and too much the vessel in which you were given man your gifts. My most sweet Master, it will be different from now on. I will put your gifts to the best use of my soul is capable. Living faith will support me, whatever the form might be under which you send me your grace. I will accept it as coming directly from you, with the consideration of the vessel in which you send it. If it will not always be within my power to accept it with joy, I will always accept it with submission to your holy will. So not at times we can accept these things from God, but she's always saying, if you give it to me, accept it. Conference on spiritual warfare, fight. My daughter, I want to teach you about spiritual warfare. Never trust in yourself, but abandon yourself totally to my will. In desolation, darkness, and various doubts, have recourse to me and to your spiritual director. He will always answer you in my name. Do not bargain with any temptation. Lock yourself immediately in my heart, and at the first opportunity, reveal the temptation to the confessor. So, very important. You have to direct contact with Jesus, also through the human part, the confessor, in the sacrament. Put your self-love in the last place, so that it does not taint your deeds. Bear with yourself with great patience. So we are always like that, you know. In our minds say many things, but our hearts, you know, the body is weak. Do not neglect interior mortification. Interior mortification. Lonely external mortification, fasting is important. But inner mortification could be not judging. Could be more attention. Always justify to yourself the opinions of your superiors and of your confessor. Don't judge your superior, neither your confessor. Don't presume they are stupid. They are sometimes stupid, but with God's help, they give you stupid things, but you have to follow. You have to follow the will of God through them. You're smart, maybe you're too smart. Because you're smart, this makes you not too smart. Just obey. So I think it's not only for religious people, only, I don't know how they they don't have superior. Shun murmurs, not a plague. So don't gossip. Whenever you heard something against others, put it down, or you know how to put out the fire. At least you don't put another stone. Let all act as they like. You are to act as I want you to do. The other people, they can do anything they like, but you do what Jesus is like. Observe the rule as faithfully as you can. If someone causes you trouble, think what good you can do for the person who caused you to suffer. So even the person is doing bad thing for you, you have to think what I can do to help that person. Give a helping hand. Do not pour out your feelings. Many times, you know, anger. Calm. Patience with yourself. No, patience with yourself. You react very fast. immediately. Be silent when you are rebuilt. Not difficult, not easier. Many times, why not? Why not? What's wrong? What's wrong? Do not ask everyone's opinion, but only the opinion of your confessor. Be as frank and simple as a child with him, confessor. Do not become discouraged by ingratitude. Sometimes you do some good things to people and they don't think, when they even look at you, they don't appreciate. Don't worry. Just do it for the glory of God. Finish. Do not examine with curiosity the roads down which I lead you. When boredom and discouragement beat against your heart, run away from yourself and hide in my heart. Do not fear struggle. Courage itself often intimates temptations, and they dare not attack us. Always fight with the deep conviction that I am with you. Do not be guided by feeling, because it is not always under your control. But all merit lies in the will. Always depend upon your superiors, even in the smallest things. I will not denude you with prospects of peace and consolation. So Jesus doesn't promise always calm and peace. You follow his will, sometimes to struggle. On the contrary, prepare for great battles. Know that you are now on a great stage where all heaven and earth are watching you. Fight like the night so that I can reward you. Do not be undoubtedly fearful, because you are not alone. Second day. My daughter, today consider my sorrowful passion in all its immensity. Consider it as if it had been undertaken for your sake unknown. Sorry, you get some water for me? The hot water is better. So, just consider the passion of Christ only for yourself. Many times you think, for billions of people, you're not one of them. Many times you think this way. You're so belittled. And then you have as if no space, no place before the Lord. We have thought that from eternity we are in his mind. We never thought of it this way. You're always with the last one. I think St. Francis of Assisi, his humility doesn't mean that he's nothing. Of course, he is nothing, but he's something in the Lord. So, be strong. And don't be hidden in the back and you're the last one. Second day, my daughter, consider today my sorrowful passion in all its immensity. Consider it as if it had been undertaken for your sake alone. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Huh? Application. When I began to immerse myself in divine passion, the great worth of the human soul and the great evil of sin were revealed to me. I understood that I did not know how to suffer. In order to gain merit for my suffering, I will unite myself more closely in suffering to the passion of the Lord Jesus, asking of him grace for dying souls, so that the mercy of God may embrace them in this grave moment. Meditation. Jesus says, "My daughter, consider the rule and the vows which you have offered to me. You know how highly I value them. All the graces that I have for souls of religious are connected with the rule and vows." So your sanctity, going to your direct obedience, obedient towards the rule superior, that's the sanctity. Many times you consider the superior smart or not smart. If the bright superior, okay, your friend, okay. Sometimes they might not be your friend, and you suffer. That Jesus prayed with these things. Application herself. Oh my Jesus, I feel guilty of many imperfection on this score, but by your grace, I do not recall any conscious and voluntary transgression of the rule of the religious vows. Continue to guide me, oh my God, my good Jesus, for of myself and I am weak. Today, he says, my daughter, for your reading, you shall take chapter 19 of St. John's Gospel and read it, not only with your lips, but with your heart. First 15, second 19. Try to do it also. During this reading, my soul was filled with deep repentance. I saw all the ingratitude of creatures towards the Creator and the Lord. I asked God to protect me from spiritual blindness. Conference on Sacrifice and Prayer. My daughter, I want to instruct you on how you are to rescue souls through sacrifice and prayer. You will save more souls through prayer and sufferings than will missionary through his teachings and sermons alone. So teaching is okay, but sacrifice is more workable. I want to see you as a sacrifice of living love, which only then carries weight before me. You must be annihilated, annihilated, destroyed, living as you were dead in the most sacred depths of your being. You must be destroyed in the sacred depths where the human eyes has never penetrated. Then I will find in you a pleasing sacrifice, a holocaust full of sweetness and fragrance. That means you're completely died of yourself in Jesus. You're nothing. And great will be your power for whomever you intercede. If you want to pray for somebody, first of all, you'll be one with the Lord. Taking all this humility, with humility, all sufferings, you just one mind, one heart, pray for that person. And great will be your power for whomever you intercede. Outwardly, your sacrifice must look like this: silent, hidden, permeated with love, imbued with prayer. So nobody knows that you are praying for anybody. If Jesus says, so when you fast, you brush your hair and clean up, don't show people, I'm fasting, I'm weak now, I'm praying for many people, then you lose your merit. As if nothing happened. Although you're in yourself, so much pain in you. My pain from your family members, pain from your boss, pain for other person, pain from yourself. You know, sometimes we have to. All these things as if nothing happened. And a big smile. You know, not like in a prison. Everybody, when they say when you come to church, all like in a prison, all keep. It's joy. Even you're painful. You say, how can I be joyful? I'm so painful. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's your joyful because you're painful, you know. Because you're more like Christ. You're one with the Lord. That's not you. It's Jesus in you who suffer. You just share something of Jesus. Don't consider yourself suffering. You won't say the world. But together with Jesus, you contribute. Jesus asks you to be one with him. You know, that's how it all works together. Jesus, you know, inviting us, Sister Faustina asking her, asking you too. You are so much suffering. I'm not saying that you are more suffering than Sister Faustina, but each one of us has our own suffering, our own Christ, own cross, right? So, no comparison. But you are united. Outwardly, your sacrifice must look like this: silent, hidden, permeated with love, imbued with prayer. I demand, my daughter, that your sacrifice be pure and full of humility, that I may find pleasure in it. I will not spare my grace, that you will be able to fulfill what I demand of you. All grace is given. I will now instruct you on what your holocaust shall consist of in everyday life, so as to persevere you from illusion. You shall accept all sufferings with love. Do not be afflicted if your heart often experiences repugnance and dislike for sacrifice. All his power rests in the will, and so these contrary feelings, far from lowering the value of the sacrifice in my eyes, will enhance it. Know that your body and soul will often be in the midst of fire. Although you will not feel my presence on some occasions, I will always be with you. Do not fear, my grace will be with you. We heard sometime before, Faustine was, when he was sick on the bed, and asked the sister to give her some food or give her communion, it was response. My country, why don't you go there? Why don't you go down there? And never come back again the whole day, not visiting her, you know, as if she's nothing happened. She suffered. But she suffered, you know, Jesus teaching her, you suffer with joy, as if nothing happened. Don't be angry with that sister. Pray for her too. You know, at times you think of how to revenge. And Jesus asked, don't do that. So next week, the third day, retreat. So we take one. Remember when you go home, chapter 15 and chapter 19, and just follow what Jesus is teaching her through the gospel, and then we follow the instruction of Jesus.